This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
While we're talking, Paula handed me some leaves and a fennel seed. Is that a fennel seed?
Yeah, that's last year's fennel.
They will go to seed, and you can't.
But you tend to be honest when they go to seed, it's just ignore them. But those are fennel seeds. So what you do is just get a parchment paper, put your oven down as low as you can, and just dry them out. Really low, John. And
You don't need to cook them or.
No, just and then they're nice enough. And but taste them. And so when you get a fennel seed in a jar, it's nearly done. But that's very fresh and green. And so what I've done here is just.
It is. Whoa, it really is.
Isn't
very
it?
Licorice.
And you don't really need that much of it. So, but it's just something that you would normally throw away.
The perno.
Yeah. So this is the chutney. So I've got onion, garlic in here, John, and then a green courgette that I had, and then one of Amy and Brian's yellow courgettes, and just let that cook down. And then what I've got, just some of the fennel seeds here. So just I've put a few of those in, and then I've got some. This is the stage of the fennel at the moment. Now it's gone to flower, and then it'll go to seed.
That's a fennel flower.
That's the fennel flower, and you get that lovely fennel pollen, which is like you can get jars of wee tins of fennel pollen, and they cost an absolute fortune. But you can, you know, if you're
find your own.
Yeah, so put that in there, and then Amy brought some just fennel, bronze fennel, and herb fennel there, and we'll throw that in. And these are golden raisins that have been soaked in some vermouth. So this is a Sicilian bit, okay? The garlic and the raisins, and then lemon zest and juice.
Wow.
And sugar.
And this is all to make a chutney.
So this is the key. You know, if you have a glut of and there's loads of different things, but if you make a chutney, then you can have it, you know, until this time next year. And we had a wild garlic that was in season. So about May time, so what I did was got the stalks, put them into a white wine vinegar, and then just left it in a kilner jar for about 6 weeks or so. And then what I did was took it out, and I'll let you smell this, actually.
I saw that wee bottle earlier on. I thought somebody had it.
That was very garlicky.
I thought somebody had an appointment at the hospital afterwards.
Exactly. So, John, and then just...
Whoa!
Yeah. Well, that's wild garlic, and wild garlic doesn't keep, but you get that smell there from wild garlic.
Wow, it'd knock you down.
And is that just in vinegar?
Uh huh.
Just wild garlic and vinegar.
Seed oil, can't you?
Yeah, but no, well, it's not as safe with the oil and fresh herbs. It's a wee bit dodgy. So, and then there's just some salt, and this is salt. Again, a friend of mine had a load of lovage, and I have a dehydrator at home now, John. I just dehydrate everything, you know, put the curtains on it to get them shrunk down, you know, that kind of way. And this is just dehydrated lovage blend up with some sea salt. And you just leave that and let that bubble away until it's so, look at it now, it's all very fresh. And, and let that, and then you get this chutney, which is... And then to go with that is the chutney. You can have some cheese.
Sicilian
courgette chutney. And it's only because it's Sicilian because it's got raisins and lemon in it and wild garlic. But anyway, and then I've done some sausage rolls. But what I did, John, was did them with a half sausage meat, half chickpea. So mash the chickpeas up, just tin chickpeas, onion, garlic, a bit of chili. Fry that off, mix it in, then the sausage meat, so you're only using half the sausage meat, and then I put that wee herb there in front of you, it's summer savoury.
That's the summer savoury.
So you don't,
can you eat it?
Yeah, you can eat it, but if you don't have summer savoury, don't panic, it'll be lovely with rosemary, it'll be nice to some good parsley.
So it's very delicate.
It is very delicate, isn't it? Yeah. And then
it's wiping away the perno.
I'll pass it over to you. That's okay. I'll get you one in a wee minute, okay?
I'm back in a reverie there.
Yeah. And that's, so it's just a wee, just like a wee sausage roll. So it's, again, chickpeas and the
half goat, sausage, half chickpea.
Half chickpea and if you wanted to do it vegetarian.
Could you do all chickpea and make it
all chickpea and maybe put in some butter beans as well. And maybe a few breadcrumbs just to hold it together. And then just bake that up. And sure, everybody loves a sausage roll, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about this, you know, you get that whole thing because you've got wild garlic in that, and you've got lovage, whatever herb you want to do it. And then you open that up at on Christmas Day, you know, mm-hmm. to go with your cheese board or, you know, and that's the thing. I love making my fridge at home. If you open it up, I have a fridge, separate fridge, that just smells of vinegar. Because mm-hmm. it's got wild garlic buds and it's got elderflowers and they're all in vinegar, wild garlic. Can you imagine what it smells like? Mm-hmm. I think you can actually smell it from Korean now. Anyway, if I open it, you know, it's like, oh, there's it's open the fridge again.
But that there, the thing about that is it's so fresh.
It is fresh. And it will
the
always be fresh.
Like, yeah.
You know, when you make a chutney, it's all when you open it up, you're going to get that essence and that's the thing. And it's this time of year, I spent all day yesterday just doing dehydrating and I got some of that lemon geranium because it's beautiful with quince. So when I dried it out and then mixed it with sugar, and then when the quince is going to season, use that. And it's, you know, when we've got blackberries now and it was there
that's
coming
right.
in. And
I was thinking, watching the rain yesterday and thinking late August, given heavy rain and sun.
Yes, exactly.
Blackberries would ripen.
I know.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.